happen is that one spouse becomes dependent upon and pretty much absorbed into the other. That's where you're focused. Selfish is self-focus. Selfless is other people focus. God has called us, though, to be unselfish, which is God-focused. This means I am serving you because, one, this is what God has called me unto, and two, I want to see God's desire for you come to pass. Not my desire. Not what I want. Unless what you want lines up with what God wants. And if it lines up with what God wants, you might as well just give the original owner the credit. It's what he wants. It's what God wants. That's how we begin to function. We had a computer email glitch, earlier this week, and I sent out something. I was trying to get, my survey again from, different married couples on some things. So a lot of people, they didn't get it. But here it is. You got an assignment. For married couples, I want to challenge you today. Everyone say today. Have a conversation with your spouse and just ask each other this one question. What one thing can I do different that would bring value to you? What one thing? Now listen, when you answer that, don't be like, oh, I got to pull out my list. There's more than one, I'm telling you. Don't do that. Secondly, you're not answering that from a selfish position. You're answering that from the standpoint of, okay, what is it that God wants? So don't answer like this is what I want. I'm telling you, I'm so tired of him. I'm so tired of her doing this. Okay, well, let's back up. But what does God want for them? Because when we are unselfish, we're God-focused. So we start from the position of God. What is it? What is it that you want for them? And maybe you see something in their life that is missing there. But that's your focus. Not simply on what it is you want. Here's a great statement. Unselfish spouses make the choice of acting for the good of the other, as well as to care for self in ways that help them to love rightly. Oh, did you catch that? Unselfish spouses make the choice of acting for the good of the other, as well as to care for self in ways that help them love rightly. See, if you never take care of yourself, watch this. This comes back to those spiritual habits and your time with God and transforming with God. You don't love rightly. So what you want to see different is rooted in selfishness. So you're acting in a way is for their benefit, for God's plan and desire for their life, and you're taking time for self-care to make sure that you are growing with God so that you can love properly. Oh, I'm teaching better than you saying amen. Amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So watch this. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 just simply says it this way, verse 4. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut. Doesn't have a swelled head. Love doesn't force itself on others. Love isn't always me first. Love doesn't fly off the handle. Love doesn't keep score of the sins of others. Love doesn't revel when others grovel. Love takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Love puts up with anything. Love trusts God always. Love always, always looks for the best. Love never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. In other words, you never cut it off. Now watch this. I've been doing this for a long time, so I know how spouses punish each other. And we'll cut off emotion, we'll cut off intimacy, we'll cut off sex. It happens on both sides, husband, wife, wife to husband, so forth. You're killing the love. See, love, real agape, in the way God's called us to love, it never dies. Even in the face of what we may think he or she is not acting properly. I am so grateful. I am so grateful that God didn't wait until I got it all together before he poured out his love on me. Because I'd still be waiting. And that's the love now. The sense of unselfishness God has called us to love each other with in marriage. Doesn't matter what we may feel as if their behavior is, and you know how it ranks in, you know, in terms of, you know, our pleasure, you know, quotient. This is no. I'm going to love you this way, regardless. Here, I'm over time. Let me give you these five phases into a kingdom marriage real quickly. Five phases. Number one is this. If you're going to have a kingdom marriage, a marriage the way God designed it, there has to be mutual redemption. This is the individual state of living and breathing in relationship with God through Christ. Listen, everybody in the trinity of your marriage has to be in relationship with God. I got news for you. God's already there. No issue there. Now God says, now if this thing is going to be healthy, then husband and wife have to have that as well. Secondly is mutual interiority. This is a quality of character that displays individual distinction, wholeness, and security. You're whole and complete. See, when God brings people together, he brings complete people together. He don't bring broken stuff together. He brings complete together. Because we get our completeness not in a man or a woman. We get it in God. And then God says, now, let me hook you up with another whole person. That one you're dating right there, they like half. You should leave that alone. But he's so fine. Okay. That fine is going to wear off, I'm telling you. Three, mutual permeation. This is the choice to make room for your spouse's unique God-given qualities and personhood. You got to choose to make room for them. There's no way that this trinity in marriage is going to function well if husband and wife don't make room for the other two. You got to make room for the other two. You got to make room for God. You got to allow him to be the ruler. And you got to make room for your spouse and the unique qualities, attributes, and gifts they bring to the table. And watch this. If you feel like, well, I don't know what it is, so forth. Well, you haven't done a great job as a spouse, so draw it out. Finding and harmonizing between the two. And it's between the two and with the one, of course. But you got to learn how to intertwine and harmonize. That's what we talk about. A marriage is not a marriage until husband, wife, and God the Father all agree and harmonize. Then the last one is just simply the end result, and that's the unification. It's the state of becoming one, an entity that is bigger than both individuals and is bonded together by God to reflect God. It's bigger than you individually. It transcends you. It goes well beyond you. Your marriage exists for a divine purpose that should speak long after you are no longer here. When we see marriage for what it is, and that is to reflect the image of God in the earth. See, there's a correlation of our godless society, things decreasing, and the height of the divorce rate. It's a correlation. We have to back up and recognize, okay, God, I just want to do this your way. Because your way is the best way. Now listen, I'm going to tell you something. You probably not always going to agree with that. I wish I could tell you sometimes, you know, where God was telling me, say, you need to go apologize. And I just went happily like, oh, baby, I apologize. Come on now. Can we talk? I was like, nope. Like, I ain't about to say nothing. I'm telling you, I mean, did you hear what she said? Whatever. She the one need to repent. Oh, don't act like I'm the only one that ever, you know, fought like that and said that. Don't raise your hand. Don't do it. But I know I've been there. It's like, okay. And God's like, you can keep this up if you want. Or you can submit to me and love the way that I've called you to love. Like, okay. Oh, boy. Come on, everyone, please lift up two hands with me. Father, we just submit ourselves afresh unto you. I pray for every marriage that is present, that connected online. I pray for every single person that's present that has an aspiration or a desire to be married in the future. May we all gain a greater understanding and appreciation for your purpose for marriage. Father, may we recognize it's to reflect your image in the earth. Father, we want to make you clear. We want people to really see just how good and how amazing that you and you alone are. We want people to see that you have no equal. You have no rival. Come on. Not Allah, not Muhammad, not any different thing that may be named in our earth. You stand in a class and category by yourself. And help us, sir, to reflect your image so that people can see it. People can be drawn to it. People can be transformed in it, just like you've been transforming us. We thank you for it, Father. Help us to put aside the selfishness. Help us to relate, Father, in a sense of equality. Yeah, and help us, Daddy, to live in a place of unity. Not only in marriage, but just in community altogether. Men and women, fulfilling the purpose to which you designed us unto. We give you thanks for this in Jesus' holy name. And the church said, amen. Please just keep your eyes closed with me and heads bowed. If you're here or you're online and you don't have that initial relationship, listen, especially if you're married, you know, out there, and you can't say that you got a thriving, breathing relationship with a good father. I got news for you. You are probably a great person, but you're going to bring a whole lot of hardship to your marriage until you come to the one who created you. Till you come to submit into that relationship with him. And then from that place, you'll see and have the ability to love the way that he's called us to love, just like what we read today. So if that's you, you've never made that decision, you find like you've been struggling trying to be in that type of relationship, I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. I want you to be able to sign off today or go home today saying, I am in relationship with God. So this is what I want to ask. Everyone present and everyone online, just lift up two hands unto heaven. This is where our help comes from. Say this out loud with me. Dear Father God, I love you. Thank you for loving me and giving to me your son, Jesus, who lived for me, who died for me, and who rose for me. Today, Jesus, I choose you as my everything. As my Lord, my Master, my Savior. I turn my back on selfishness and I embrace your plan for my life and my family. Thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody just give God thanks there just for a moment. Praise God. Lord, we love you. Thank you so much for making us free in you. Praise God. Listen, if you agree with that prayer out of the sincerity of your heart, whether you're present or you're online, we want to encourage you to continue to take steps in this relationship. Now, here's the next step for you. Have a devotional. It's a free gift. Just want to put into your hands so that you can begin it today and just continue to develop in the relationship that God has called you into. So as you're exiting, our leaders there, you know, at the bottom of the steps, they'll have, you know, booklets. Just ask them for one. No hassle, no charge. We want to just be a blessing to you. For those of you that are online, text the word decided to the number that you see on the screen, or even just type the word decided into the chat. We'll send you a link to the devotion in an electronic, you know, version so that you can have it as well. We congratulate you. We celebrate you. We're praying for you. We're believing God's best for you. This is a season of miraculous interventions. Believe for it. Expect something good. Come on now. Expect something good. Absolutely. Praise God. And I'm expecting some goodness in our marriages. I'm expecting goodness in the marriages that God has put together. And I'm declaring that what the enemy thought was going to be for our demise, that God would be able to use it to turn it for our good. Praise God. And we shall grow and we shall flourish. Praise God. So I want to encourage all of our married folks again. We got limited space. Join us on March the 4th. It's going to be a time, you know, of some ministry, but then also a lot of time of some fun and so forth, so that you will really enjoy. It's a date night. But I just feel led to impart certain things as well. So we'll do that for a few minutes also. All right. Please stand up on your feet with me if you would. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All my life, God, you have been faithful, and we are grateful unto you. Daddy, may every family that's represented here today, that's connected with us online, may we never forget that truth. You have been faithful and good unto us always. Your goodness runs after us, chases us down. And Daddy, we've decided we're just going to stop and get run over by it. So, Father, may that goodness chase and run down and capture everyone present here today and everyone connected, Father. May they have a phenomenal supernatural week and all that they put their hands unto. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed. Have an amazing week. Let the goodness of God run you over.